Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
I know every time I hear Noah Kahan, I think, get me a stick, quick. I tell you what, poor old Noah. He gets some stick for that song. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here she comes. She's Kira K. She's Kira K. It's Kira K. Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Kira
K. Hi, boys.
Baby girl, how are you?
I'm great. I'm really good. It's great to be in with you.
I felt a bit weird for me to call you baby girl,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, but anyway, I was going to overlook it, but anyway. Are we fair yet in our relationship?
We're absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, because Ray has never been pitbull. So he has no right to call you baby girl at all.
Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305. How's Kira this week?
I'm really good. Do you know what I noticed?
What did you
I
notice?
Went for lunch with two friends separately. And
hang on, what?
I went to lunch twice with friends separately, and both of them are suffering Oasis shame.
Oasis
shame, because I haven't seen them in a while, and I happened to bring up, oh, you didn't get Oasis tickets by any chance. And the look of guilt and fear and shame when they told me that they did, and that they're hiding the fact that they got Oasis tickets because so many people
didn't get them.
So how are we at a stage in the world where people are ashamed or almost afraid to tell their friends that they got tickets to Oasis?
I think that's a very Irish thing, though, isn't it?
Like,
it's much like getting a new car or, you know,
like,
getting the house done up. It's like, oh yeah, I got it done up, but I don't want to make a big thing.
But I was like, you should celebrate this. This is absolutely brilliant. I'm sad that I didn't get Oasis tickets, but I'm equally happy for you, and it's going to be a great night and enjoy it.
Are you, though? I would say that's an untypical reaction, because most people will think, if you have the Oasis tickets, they're going to think everyone else hates your guts. Because you beat them to it.
But when did this gig shaming start to happen in society? I've never witnessed gig shaming like it.
Well, like I say, it's not necessarily just a gig thing. It's a lifestyle thing.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to be too flash. I don't want to be that person that does that. I've never been that person. I'm inclined to go on the radio and go, How much out of interest, without naming your names, but out of interest, how much did your friends spend on the tickets?
Okay, so one friend, it was up on €800 for two.
Jesus.
Okay.
That's on the dynamic pricing on the official Ticketmaster.
Right. And then the other friend, I think, got four for around the same price, if not a little bit less.
What? That's a lot of... That's why they're not saying it.
Maybe that's why they're not saying it, yeah. But it was just the look of guilt and shame. And I was like, it's okay, you're in a safe space. You can tell me that you're going to Oasis without me, you know, being mad at you or judging you.
I know why you're being like that, though. Because you're like, particularly with the friend with the four tickets, you're licking their arse. You're like, listen, if any of your pals drop out, I'm available. Ladies, listen, I'm free all next summer. You got four tickets. I mean, I'll go.
The other two are gone already. Don't you worry, I checked.
Wow, yeah, gig shame. 0874-100-102. Would you keep your light under a bushel when it comes to your... I think it could be because of spending that amount of money. You don't want to be the person that's like, I did.
You don't want to be seen to be showing off. Yeah,
I don't know, is it that? I think it's just so many people didn't get Oasis tickets that it's actually rare that I know people that did. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why they're afraid, because they're just afraid of annoying everyone that didn't get tickets. I don't know.
I was offered a pair of tickets, but I'm not really into Oasis, so I was like, nah, you're right.
What?
don't be that guy, Ray. Don't be that guy. I could feel this irrational hatred kind of like bubbling up towards you, and I was like, oh, maybe I'm not okay about this. Anyway, so look, I'm sure we'll talk about Oasis a million times between now and next. When is it, July?
Do you know what we could do? We can offer people a safe space on voice notes. If you've got Oasis tickets and you feel like you can't tell any of your friends, tell us. And tell us how much you spent on them for how many tickets. 0874-100-102.
Sinead's been in touch. She says gig shaming 100% started with Garth Brooks in 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Sinead, she could be onto something.
Although, was it not a stage with Garth, particularly the last couple of gigs in that... Hang on, what year was it, sorry?
2014.
Oh, 14. Yeah, yeah, that was a big one. Yeah. That was a big, yeah.
No, I mean, when he came back, wasn't it? A couple of years ago. The year before last, wasn't it?
The year before last.
Yeah, when he did that one, everyone thought, I'm never going to get tickets, I can't get tickets. It turned out everyone had, like, tickets for each night because there was enough tickets to go around. 0874 100 102.
Birds of a feather on Today FM. Play the music you love for a Thursday afternoon. Hey, how you doing?
Ray's my name. My friend's JP.
Oh yeah.
And our screen viewing queen, Ciara King, is in the room with us this afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Ciara says gig shaming is a thing.
Well, according to the week that I had, yeah, my friends were reluctant to tell me that they got Oasis tickets when I've never had that before ever in my life.
And yet they did. That's a funny one, isn't it? They still ended up telling you.
Reluctantly.
But how did you...
I asked them.
You asked them and then they were like...
And then they put their heads down and they looked really sad. And they were like, yeah, we got four.
How would you feel worse about getting tickets or not getting tickets? Getting tickets and having to tell your friends about it. Or not getting tickets.
I guess not getting tickets.
Yeah, that'd be worse. Ursula's over there. 0874 100 102. Ursula.
Howdy. I got four Oasis tickets at €175 each, including all the fees and taxes.
Yeah, we hate you, Ursula.
Isn't it a weird world where €175 is considered reasonable value for a concert?
I know. It's kind of nuts, isn't it?
Go on, Ursula.
Got them on the pre-sale the night before, thankfully. Oh, right. Long-term Oasis fan, got the pre-sale code because I think I'm signed up to all the Oasis websites and all that jazz for years. So yeah. I got a code and that got me the tickets.
Interesting.
That didn't work for everyone though, did it?
It worked for a friend of mine.
This is the fan code thing that was the night before. Because I know a few people that tried the night before. And again, long-term, like, you know, members of fan clubs and whatnot, and it didn't work.
Yeah, look, I mean... I guess it's just kind of written in the stars who got tickets.
Look at your woman. She's an hour and a half she's texting here. She's like the length of the voice note, it's practically a podcast. No shame with Ursula. She's too delighted to tell us all about how well she's doing.
I'm delighted for Ursula. Delighted.
Ursula continues.
Didn't tell anyone the next morning because I wanted them to get up and try and get tickets as well, not just rely on me and use my tickets.
Yeah. Smart.
But nobody else got any, so.
Oh, no.
I'm going to see over the next year how nice people ask me.
Can I just say
make
something?
Make them work for it, yeah.
I've been listening to this show for obviously years, like, or whatever.
I don't listen to this
show. Have never heard anyone as nice as Ursula.
Really?
I think me and Ursula could be really good friends.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I just got that vibe straight away. As soon
Ursula's
as you start playing her voice.
Got one of those attractive people voices, doesn't she? Well, I have her number.
I've burnt my bridge.
I could have great crack with Ursula at a gig or out for dinner or for a couple of drinks. You know what I mean?
Well, we've got Ursula's contact details.
Pass them on.
We'll be sure to hold on to them between now and next summer, just in case. We should do a bit where Ursula comes in once a week between now and next year and we see who can impress her. Megan's
like
there.
Dragon's Den, but for Oasis tickets. And it's Ursula. She's the main dragon.
We pitch Ursula.
Ursula's not a dragon. She's an absolute sweetheart.
JP.
Ursula, for 25% of your tickets, I'm prepared to give you 100% of my business. Megan is there as well. Megan.
Hey, lads. It's Megan here. I did get a pair of tickets for Oasis.
Stop.
But I have to get them for Edinburgh. And they're seated. We spent €400 on them, sadly.
God, €400. You still have to go to Edinburgh. Seated isn't going to make a difference at those gigs because everyone's going to be standing up.
You see, that's it. And also, if you've never been to Edinburgh before, it's a really beautiful city.
Gorgeous.
So, you know what? I think that's a win-win situation.
What is it?
Also, I lived in Edinburgh for a summer, so if she needs help or directions to get around the city, God. I would be very happy
no shame.
To help her.
Two tickets. So if you've got one ticket spare.
And I know Edinburgh.
Yeah, like the back of your hand.
I know Shandwick Place, the Royal Mile.
What's those guns?
I lived up Lothian Road.
What's those guns that they shoot?
Well, they call it the tartan or something? Or the
taboo, I was going to say. Tattoo?
Could be the Edinburgh tattoo, you're right.
Is that what it is?
I ended up partying in Edinburgh Castle with the whole lot of army boys.
Megan, I know more about Edinburgh than your woman knows. And I'll buy the flights. Just let me know the dates. I'll buy the flights as well. No, you let me get this. Me and Megan, nothing to say to each other in Edinburgh next summer. So do you like Oasis? Not really, I just kind of like... I saw you were going, so I just thought I'd go. Everywhere else is going, you know.
But what I'm wondering is, I'm the only person I know who got tickets.
All right.
And I got them for Edinburgh. And so the two Dublin gigs are sold out. Who bought them? Who's going to them?
I don't know.
Ursula. You see?
I don't know. I don't know anyone who got them.
Ursula and two of my mates.
That's my little Oasis story.
But that's exactly.
That's what everyone says about the cash machine as well. Do you know anyone who's actually won the cash machine? No,
but
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. No, but like I have two friends that are, as I said, keeping it a secret that they basically got Oasis tickets. So everyone in Ireland who got tickets... is everyone just ashamed and fearful and just saying nothing?
No one's telling anyone, yeah.
By the way, lads.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.